Thursday is an A day. We're after the beyond the Ides of June. 16th of June is upon us. Roberta Fasanelli, our fabulous Queen of Cheap and Green Goddess is here. Actually, Queen of Cheap, a lot of freebies for Father's Day tomorrow.
Yes.
We'll celebrate Father's Day. Lots of info, the usual stuff, including the best advice your father ever gave to you. Meanwhile, time for some good news today on Good Day. What's the best thing that you can think of that's happening that all of us are talking about? Is there one item that's especially good, two items that are really good, three items? I may get to 40 before Richie gets to the good news song. 50, 80, 90. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords.
Yep.
I'm looking at two pictures of her, the before and after. Startling. Hard, other than her smile, her teeth, and her nose, there's not much about her. You look at her eyes, maybe a little.
I think she looks great.
But given what she's gone through, you're right.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
I think she does not look like a person who's been through what she's been through.
Yeah.
That's what you have to think about.
A lot of, well, I think
it's
that's
a miracle.
A lot of it is her own attitude. We all know, I've talked about my former wife, Toni, many times, and the attitude that she's had going through 20 years, four chemotherapies, countless operations on her arm, including the amputation of it this past year. And her attitude is still, yesterday was her birthday, I was talking to her, she's as happy as could be.
Yeah.
Happy.
I mean, look at her perspective. What's her alternative?
Dead.
Right.
Yep.
When did she first go through this? When did
1991.
Okay. How many years has she gotten with her kids and family that she might not
years.
Have had?
Yep.
What is she not, what
years.
Is she not
yeah.
to be happy about?
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
I'd give up an arm to be spend another 20 years with my kids.
Yeah. I'd give up a leg to spend a couple of years with you, Richie. Arm and a leg, maybe.
I might give up dinner.
Yeah, right. Dinner and a date. So anyway, a tip of the hat and a good thought aimed at, sent to Gabrielle Giffords.
Yeah, absolutely.
And others, so many of them, as I just, my wife, the other people that are around that you know, and your family, perhaps, and your circle of friends, who have overcome, what's that movie, Against All Odds?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is against all of the odds. All of them.
Amazing. I will always remember this for the rest of my life. The day I went to the Washington Nationals game, and I went up in the elevator that takes you up to the press box, and there were three Iraq veterans in there. And all of them were wounded warriors.
Yeah.
One of them was in a wheelchair, amputated of one leg, and I think he had a patch on his eye, and just in pretty bad shape.
Yeah.
But he was on the phone with his daughter. Let me tell you something. I don't get teared up at much, but watching this guy talk to his daughter on the telephone, and she was so excited because she had just seen Daddy on TV.
Oh.
Well, Giffords has a good attitude, a lot of attention, and it's appropriate under the circumstances. The pictures up on her Facebook page, she has had cranioplasty surgery, and that is why the side of her head looks the way it does. And it'll put bone in, or what amounts
to. Yeah, but once she grows more hair, I mean, she'll be able to.
Yeah, right, exactly. She had a tracheotomy. The slight indentation there she'll have, but as you said, she will have that hair. And so who's voting for her in Congress? I wonder about that. That's a side. Anybody in that district listening, 800-510-8255, 5 months out of the chair, so who's doing the voting?
I know that the staff can run the office, but
who votes?
Who actually pulls the trigger on the votes?
That's a good question. Anybody know? 800-510-8255. This is a story that I consider when I'm going through things that are going, my 24 hours, when I get off the air, I peruse what may have not been talked about on the program. And then later in the day, I look at it again. And then I start in the morning. And I saw this story, which I thought was certainly in the good news category, although sometimes I pick these and people say, why is that good? Well, in this case, this Army staff sergeant who was home on leave chasing down a bank robber. I think that's a good story. Bank robber, not a good story. The fact that this guy chased him down, his name Officer Eddie Peebles, was at a Sarasota bank with his sons. Man walked up to the teller station next to where he was, had a handgun, demanded cash. So this Army staff sergeant springs into action. When the man saw the Army sergeant looking at him, he pointed the gun at this guy's two kids.
Oh.
So, and then there was a scuffle. The guy who was robbing the bank ran out the door, and this sergeant chases him down. Now, remember, the guy who was robbing the bank's got a gun. You don't know whether it's loaded or not. But the sergeant caught up to him, got the gun away from him, in fact, pointed the gun at him, slammed him to the ground until sheriff's deputies got there. The gun was a toy gun. Again, you didn't know that, but
right.
Yeah, look at some of these
and
toy guns.
Some of them look pretty realistic.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They're pretty darn realistic. Well, sure, you're right about that. Yeah. So I think that's okay. Wouldn't you say that was a good news story?
Sure.
Under the circumstances? Good news story.
You know, there should be a law that toy guns are not allowed to be made in colors like black or silver, that they have to be made in
neon colors.
Wasn't
that an issue last Christmas when there was a study done of a lot of these things being sold, and people said, why are we selling? As a matter of fact, here, this speaks to that in a manner of speaking. Glad you brought that up. Roberta, you're my hero. One of the great things about this program is nobody ever knows what I'm going to talk about. I don't tell Rich. I don't tell Roberta.
We don't.
I don't tell anybody what we have.
We can debate whether that's one of the great things about this program.
Well, you can debate it. All right, so here, listen to this.
There's no script.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
The story from Long Beach today of a man who was shot by police recently.
Oh, yeah, that's a great story.
He had a water gun. The gun, this is an ongoing thing because one of the police officers is on trial now for this. The fellow who, this actually took place a couple of months ago, but the police are pretty upset about this. The subject was in a seated position, had two-handed pistol grip, and his arms were fully extended. And so this guy, apparently moderately mentally impaired, waved what witnesses and police thought was a handgun at the police.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Officers look at the guy.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
They think they're being threatened.
That's probably.
Two officers fire their weapons. Eight shots fired. And the guy who had the toy gun is dead. So now his family is. In this case, the police. How do you know? I don't have. Right. I'm not taking a shot at the police here.
Yeah. How do they know he's mentally impaired?
Don't know.
He
had a water nozzle. It was a water nozzle that looked like the end of a gun. And
So was it a water gun or was it a hose nozzle?
It was dusk and it was a hose nozzle. So he's holding it out with both of his hands, waving it at the police. I don't know why, but what I'm trying to figure out is why the police were there. That wasn't clear to me why the police were there, whether somebody thought this guy had a gun and they called the police, or the police. The guy was drunk, completely drunk as this guy.
You think?
Absolutely. So they call for backup.
The guy's mentally impaired. Who's responsible for him? And
this is crazy, isn't it? Huh?
Why are they letting him get drunk?
Yeah. Drunk, sitting on a stool, fumbling. The family says all he was doing was fumbling with a hose nozzle. He wasn't threatening anybody or anything. That's what
the
family
said.
Yeah,
but let me tell you something. Drunk, not drunk, impaired, not impaired. When you see a cop pointing a gun at you, hands up.
Yeah.
You know?
Talk about it later.
Argue about it later.
Argue about it later.
Hands up.
Yeah. Argue about the merits of it later.
On the ground, hands spread.
Sure.
So there's no question.
Officer, look, it's just a hose. Come check it out, please. Here, look, my hands are in the air.
Yeah.
This is what I don't understand about these things.
Yeah.
White people just don't, you know. I'm just as happy to argue with a cop when they're wrong as anybody else. But let me tell you something. I'm not going to lose my life over it.
No.
Even if I've had a beer or six.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or eight or ten.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, but it's food for thought, no matter what. 16, 17, actually, after the hour. Here's some more food for thought. For those of you who want a great marketing tool that cuts through all other media chatter, people who are running small businesses are taking up the gauntlet here, taking up the cause. CaptainEmail.com is the company that has put together this text message marketing service. Get your message directly to your clients and your prospect. We were talking about this last weekend at the new media seminar, how cool it is to be able to get to people on their cell phones. If you want to learn more about how this works for you and your business, text Doug to 313131. Free trial. Learn more about how this works. Text Doug, keyword, short code, 313131, and see how fast it can work for you.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. I saw the Mosquito Coast covered both sun protection and insect repellent. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. DEET-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salon Paz Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salon Paz has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salon Paz by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salon Paz button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salon Paz. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salon Paz. Please use as directed.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm going to give you another opportunity. You ready?
There are no wrong answers here, Carrie.
No, there always is. We'll find a right answer.
Only incorrect questions.
What's the name of the former mayor of Washington we were talking about earlier? Think about Raz and
Boyden.
Blue.
Straw.
Dingle.
Boysen Dingle?
Boysen Dingle. That's it. That's right. Mayor Boysen Dingle.
Boysen Dingle. That's it. Right.
No. I'm a politician, which means I'm a cheat and a liar. And when I'm not kissing babies, I'm stealing their lollipops.
Having fun with Doug Steffens. Good day.
The bizarre plot to murder Joss Stone,
man,
the UK singer. Two men arrested near her home with swords, a rope, and a body bag. Her home in rural England. They wanted to rob her and then kill her. The two were in their 30s. Neighbors noticed them driving around the area where she lives in East Devon. Which, in the area where she lives, is pretty remote. And what is the matter with these crazy people?
Unbelievable.
Crazy, crazy people. That story at DougSteffen.com today, should you want to find out a little bit more about it. Also, while we're in Europe, there's a story at DougSteffen.com about this tiny village in France that holds an interesting distinction, Roberta. Many people believe it is the only place that will survive the apocalypse next year.
Why is that?
Why is it the only place that will... Richie, in order to find out, you must read the information. We can discuss it a little bit. Pierre, is it your understanding that this small village is the place? Have you heard the story? We're going to get the...
And here's the reason why. If you ever have smelled a Frenchman, his breath, his pits, the cheese that they eat, that's enough to kill it down anyway. So, therefore, there is nothing that can destroy us down. It stinks. Does stink bad.
It's a little French town called Bougarache.
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 The report published yesterday says this village is going to be monitored in the run-up to the What is it? 12-12-12? Isn't that what it's supposed to happen at the end of the world, according to the Mayan prophecy? Yeah. All right. So anyway, there's an organization that is tracking a lot of info. This is a legend that's been around for centuries. Right? How long ago the Mayan prophecy, how long did the Mayan civilization exist? How long ago was that? 5,000 years ago or more?
Gosh.
Yeah. More than that, right? Yeah. Also, by the way, I remember the last time, I remember Waco being a place you could go and survive. Isn't that where David Koresh, that's why he went to Waco?
Yeah,
yeah. Do I remember that? Anyway, he didn't do too well. That didn't work too well. It didn't work out too well for him or the people, unfortunately. At any rate, the magic of Bugarach, population 200, magical place. There are supposedly seven places on the planet where the energy is, and one of them is where Stonehenge is. But someplace, one of them is a hill in Cincinnati. But there are five others around the world that are supposed to have amazingly strong vortex energy. And those are places to be when it comes to the end of the world. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, streaming online music service Pandora recently launched its initial public offering, selling 14.7 million shares opening day. The share price gives Pandora a valuation of nearly $2.6 billion, but many investors are skeptical about whether it's worth it. Having millions of subscribed users does not necessarily translate into millions of dollars in profit. In other news, a new bill is being proposed to the U.S. Senate that would stop government officials from being able to obtain users' location information. Officials can currently seize data from GPS devices, including cell phones and tablets, without a warrant. If passed, the GPS Act would also require companies to receive user consent before using their location information. And finally, leaked documents obtained by TechCrunch.com reveal that Facebook is creating a sophisticated photo-sharing app. Facebook users already upload 6 billion photos a month. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
This week for Father's Day, nothing will put a smile on Dad's face like a gift card from the Home Depot. Available in-store and online, it's a present of possibilities that lets him build better, grill greater, or score that special something he's been seeking. And when Dad sees how far your money goes for him, it'll put one more smile on his face for Father's Day. Check out HomeDepot.com/gift card for all sorts of great choices. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? Seven brand insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. Seven has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven. Available at Walmart and other lawn and garden retailers.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offers some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now 33 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Those of you who are lucky listeners, stand by, because the Queen of Cheap is about to dump tons of freebies on you.
Uh-oh.
Before it gets to be Freebie Friday, because it's Father's Day.
That could get messy.
I know. Meanwhile, I was looking at some of the news since I was in British Columbia over the weekend. I've become a little more interested in what's going on in France. I mean, France, good day. In Canada. Frenchie there, Pierre, he's got me more focused on
Leo.
Yes, on France. So the Canucks, I'm told it's supposed to be Canucks. The Canucks lost 4-0 last night. And a lot of people across Canada upset about it, even in Calgary. I guess there were cars being blown up, Richie. All kinds of protests on the streets. About the,
this is an outrage.
Yes, it is.
It's a fact of the Americans.
Why do people do that?
Beat the Canucks.
But you know what? We think we have a corner on this sort of thing here. The news media leads us to believe that Americans are the only ones who do this sort of stupid stuff. But the Canadians, at least the ones in Calgary, or it isn't just Calgary. I guess there have been other places up in British Columbia. But it just, you know, it shows you. Here's another story. From Canada. And I'm wondering about it. You know, you just sort of chuckle when you see some of these things. Apparently, a lawyer was arguing in court yesterday. A woman who has strange... now that I'm into this, I'm wondering whether I want to... We were discussing... Let me just sort of backtrack a second here. Richie and I... And Roberta, we're having a discussion off the air. I don't have these discussions very often because I usually trust my own judgment. But because...
Modest.
I do. I trust my own judgment.
Well, we immediately disagreed, Roberta and I, on whether we should do this story or not.
You and Roberta disagreed. That is, one of you said yes and the other one said no.
Both on our opinions on the story and whether we should do the story or not.
Right. So I'm just going to drop this on you, and you can sort of noggle it around in your own head. There is a middle school in Fitchburg, Massachusetts. I had a radio job there a number of years, long time ago, when I was teaching school at WFGL. Those of you listening in Gardner can hear that signal there, I think still now. I think there's some kind of Catholic radio on it at the moment. Anyway, Fitchburg is a... lower middle class city, a lot of industry there, or used to be anyway. You know, it's one of these factory towns with like Gardner and some of these other areas where you see the factories along the rivers. That's what they did. So the middle school in Fitchburg decided to ask middle school students. They didn't ask them, actually. They told them they had to take this survey about sex. And what is troubling about it, at least from my perspective, is it was done in school. And I think that's, Richie, where you and I come down on this, whether it's appropriate to survey seventh graders on oral sex or not, seems to be, although, Roberta, I mean, we acknowledge that there are these sorts of things that are going on.
Seventh graders are having oral sex.
Some.
Are. Yeah.
A lot.
Not all.
Are.
No.
And for
I've had kids in seventh grade.
No.
And for people who turn a blind eye to think that they're not, you're just fooling yourselves.
Okay, so what is the survey?
I disagree with you there.
Yeah.
It's adult material.
We disagree
on the graphic language and way to handle it.
Yeah. And I'm no prude. You know that. There's nothing about me that is prudish. Nothing. But I'm uncomfortable because I remember teaching these kids, I used to teach 6th, 7th, 8th grade, 9th grade.
Why do you think in most schools they've taken the 6th grade out of the elementary school and put it into middle school?
Because they're into this stuff and they want to not have the 6th graders influencing the 2nd grade.
I mean, you're talking about, I mean, what percentage of kids are engaged in this kind of
Even if it's a small percentage.
5%, 3%.
Yes, but that 5% is also influencing the other 95%, and they're all talking about it.
Well, I think that's true. I think they are all talking about it.
And that's why you, as a parent, should be talking about it to your kids.
In the best of all possible worlds.
So if we don't have the best of all possible worlds, we create a nanny state in which the government talks to your kids about the things you should be doing?
No, the schools talk to the kids about it. The schools talk to the kids about it.
Rose, raised. Thank you.
The schools talk to the kids about it.
You lose a little credibility
there,
pal.
Look at it this way. There are people in this country who believe... There are people in this country who think that oral sex is evil. There are people in this country who don't engage in oral sex.
They
think
it's not really sex.
Who can't even, talk about regular birds and bees issues with their kids. They're going to talk about that with their kids? Come on, be realistic here.
You believe that the state should be the ones responsible for educating your kids
on sex? I didn't say the state. I said the school. Absolutely.
What is the school? What is the school?
Absolutely.
The school is the state.
100% the schools should be teaching the kids.
The school is the state.
They're either going to get misinformation
on the state.
They're either
going
to get misinformation in the streets or they're going to get no information from their parents.
What else do you think that we should slough off?
Or they're going to get incorrect or let's put it this way, perverted information on the internet. I mean, don't be blind, Rich. Come on, don't be blind.
I'm not blind. I'm a responsible parent.
Right, you're responsible. Half the households in this country are single parent households. Half the households in this country. You're coming from a wonderful.
And that's my kid's problem. Why?
No, because your perspective is coming from a very comfortable, middle class, stable marriage household in the suburbs.
Right.
Get real. 50% of the marriages in this country don't last.
What is the discussion?
50% of the households in this country are single family households who are struggling.
Both of my brothers are divorced, and they've been able to raise their kids without.
But look at the education level that they have, and look at the family that they came from. Be real. Be realistic here.
Don't judge
things by your comfortable middle-class household. Judge things by what's really going on out there.
Absolutely, I can judge things from my household.
You've got to look at what's really going on out there.
All right, so here's how it was handled, and this is how I would like to see it handled. Let me just, before we
The
go
more government that helps you, Roberta, the
it
more
It has nothing to do with government. It has to do with realism.
Here's how you handle this, and this is the problem with the schools. Some may agree, some may disagree with this. I was a teacher for almost 4 years, and in the era that I was teaching, in the early 70s, this problem was handled by having the kids in different divisions. Different divisions that were based on not only academic achievement levels or abilities, but their social economic strata. You can argue it was good or bad. It wasn't a great way. I grew up and live now in the same town where I grew up and where I taught. Extraordinarily diverse community. One of the things about Framingham, Massachusetts that always gets touted when you hear about it because of the Framingham Heart Study that was done here. One of the reasons they did it here is because it was among the most diverse populations in the entire country. There is a little bit of everything here. And as a result of that, the superintendent and the principals decided when I was teaching that they would put various groups. They had five levels in each of the junior high school classes from A to E, depending on their academic achievement level or potential and their economic, social sort of, and they try to
Isn't
mix it up.
Isn't that profiling?
What they called it, whatever they called it. I thought it was smart, frankly, because the kids, you know, there's this whole discussion, and this maybe is a side discussion, there's this whole discussion about whether children ought to be thrown in to a big mix and therefore experience as children what they'll experience in the real world. I don't agree with that. I think that that holds back children and their potential. If you put kids together who are all smart, they challenge each other. And you can say, well, then putting dumb kids, not dumb, kids who are not as academically likely to accomplish what some of the other children are likely to accomplish, putting them all together hasn't worked. It was a great idea, but doesn't work. Now, whether or not you can do that on the social side of things, I agree with Roberta to a certain extent. There is a, that we have this petty, almost imbecilic approach to dealing with our sexuality. And as immature as we are, we would, you know, if we were in some other country, the Wienergate thing come up, everybody laugh about it, we moved on. This thing has become a fascination for over 2 weeks because we're immature
about
this.
We had Uri Geller on and, who lives in the UK.
Yeah.
And he said that they're all watching it as well.
Yeah, so, right. Yeah. Well, they're watching it, but they're fascinated that America is that. I mean, if this thing happened in Italy, it'd be a 5-minute story, and it'd be over with.
You remember last year there was, or even right now, the Italian Prime Minister is being,
but what, that's
he's up on charges because he was sleeping around.
But that's what the story is: the charges, not the fact that he was sleeping around. And so, anyway, the point of this discussion is going back to whether we have these surveys that are appropriate. I'm not comfortable. I don't know. The survey was kind of graphic in its questioning, but the problem is that we have a lot of people who get into political positions of power who do not represent the mainstream. Mm-hmm. Most people would tell you that it makes sense to teach all of us at an earlier age how our body functions. I remember this moron that was on the school committee when I was teaching. His name was Joe Conlon. And his line was,
call him out, why don't you?
He said, well, he's dead now, so it made any difference. But there was another moron on the school committee named Winston Anderson. They're both dead now. And they both said, I remember the discussion. I used to do a radio program on what was going on in the school department. And I remember, like this was a conversation yesterday. They would talk about, in public session, our health education. And I was going to be one of the teachers of the health ed curriculum. Never got off the ground because, according to Joe and Winston Anderson, we were going to teach the kids how to do it.
Oh, good Lord.
Which is, I mean, preposterously stupid. You know, you learn about your body and how it functions.
But it goes beyond that because you learn about your body and how it functions and you learn sexual responsibility and sexual respect.
Which is what we're trying to teach people all around the world because the population is exploding and the world can't handle it. It's not just Africa and Asia, and
how to deal with these feelings that you get as a teenager.
Yeah. See, and what the
outcome
is.
How to deal
is.
With the hormones.
And that's
most
not where we disagree.
Parents can't talk about
these
things like
that. But the survey goes too far.
Yeah,
the
survey is a problem.
Yeah.
Well, they have a problem, but we still have to address it.
All right, so the reason that I started talking about this is because I was talking about what was going on in Canada. Now I don't feel so bad talking about this dominatrix that's on trial for apparently... I got to tell you what she's charged with, but it's a hysterical, just absolutely. If you want to, we're not going to, I'm never going to put this up posted at DougStephan.com, but if you want to go to CBC News, just if you probably Googled Dominatrix, the story will come up. It is absolutely hysterical. All right, Roberta.
Yes.
Time for us to do the Queen of Cheap.
Yes.
Tons of freebies for a freebie Father's Friday.
The Diva of Toast. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Did you say Queen?
Queen. Okay, lots of freebies for Father's Day. That's what today is. It's Freebie Thursday, Father's Day.
Yeah,
we mentioned this earlier in the week, free TCBY frozen yogurt for Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's June 19th. You'll get a free cup or cone. We've also got free breakfast and coffee for dads at IKEA on Father's Day. You can get free breakfast of scrambled eggs, hash browns, bacon, coffee. Free meal at Spaghetti Warehouse for dads. You can stop by Spaghetti Warehouse, get a free original recipe spaghetti, or their famous 15-layer lasagna. You don't even need a coupon for that. Home Depot has a free Father's Day kids workshop. It's on June 18th. You can make a toolbox to give to dad on Father's Day. That's a really cool gift. You can make a free portrait collage for dad at Walmart's Picture Me Portrait Studios. Between now and June 30th, you can get a free casual gingham portrait collage, and no purchase necessary. And Michael's, the craft store, is having a craft thing for kids from June 18th through the 11th through the 18th, 11th through the 18th, all this week. You can make dad a ton of free gifts, all different things that they're offering at Michael's for the kids
to
make.
Good cheap fun at Michael's.
Good cheap fun at Michael's. So you can make stuff for dad, you can take him out to eat, and it won't cost you a dime.
Not a dime.
Spaghetti, lasagna. Well, yeah, look at this. You can get breakfast at IKEA. You can get lasagna or spaghetti at Spaghetti Warehouse.
Uh-huh.
You can take him out for free yogurt afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
You can go and have his picture taken with him and get a portrait collage. You can make him a toolbox. Mm-hmm. You can make him crafts.
Good idea.
What's better than all this?
Not much, Roberta. You've done a nice job. The Queen
Thank
of
you.
Cheap. The box is prominently located. Roberta's on top, and Phil Lempert is on the bottom. If you look under
I'm sure Phil loves that
Roberta,
part.
You'll see Phil has some healthy gift ideas for Father's Day as well. Check those boxes out at DougStefan.com.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? 7-brand insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. 7 has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get 7. Available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, showing you how your weather forecast will affect the rest of your life. Okay, we've all heard the weather for the day, and somehow we began to prepare for whatever is coming our way, be it heat, be it cold, be it rain, be it snow, because once we know what the forecast is, we are able to prepare for it. In life, we also get forecasts. We get economic forecasts. We get forecasts about the future. We get forecasts about family. But do we prepare for it as well as we do the weather? No, most of us don't. Most of us take a look at it and says, oh boy, what am I going to do when this hits? However, we have the opportunity to prepare. We have the opportunity to protect. We have the opportunity to prosper as we learn that the economy is going to continue to improve. So with that being said, there's an economic forecast coming that shows improvement. Right now, begin to plan for it. Right now, begin to enjoy its benefits. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Never buy home canning jar lids again.
No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Money Pit Time, the Better Living portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, focusing on your home improvement. You'll notice every day at DougSteffen.com in our Better Living box, you get tips from Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit radio program. This week, we featured info from Tom on some of the home improvement projects you may have been considering, but you ought to avoid one way or another. A lot of information on home cooling with the summer around the corner. What, first day of summer, I think, is next Tuesday or Wednesday, isn't it?
It is the season.
Right. So your home is a wonderful place to go. If it's hot outside, you want to make sure you can go inside and stay cool. It's the same theory as in the wintertime. You want to be able to get in away from the cold, go into your home. So how do you beat the heat? You have some ways, ideas to cool down and cool off, Tom, for us?
Well, and also save some money. You know, according to the EPA, the average homeowner's cooling and heating system accounts for about half of a home's total energy bills.
Yeah.
And, you know, most homeowners say that there are areas in their home that are frequently either too hot or too cold. So how do you balance that out? I mean, there was a funny survey done by the folks at Lennox, and they found that Americans would rather give up their television and computer than air conditioners. So we crave being cool and comfortable in the home.
Wait, you mean the other way around? They'd rather... Oh, I see. Yeah. Give up the television instead of the cooler.
So that they could be cool and comfortable.
I mean, it's easy to find the hot spots. Usually it's upstairs, at least in my house.
Well, yeah, and that's because of an imbalance in the way the duct system was set up. If there's not enough return air being taken upstairs and brought back down, that's going to happen. But here's some of the most common mistakes that people make when they shop for air conditioners, Doug. First of all, bigger is not always better. We always want to buy the biggest air conditioner we can possibly find. But the problem is that if you buy one that's too big, it uses more energy than you really need to cool the room. And more importantly, it does not dehumidify. So you end up getting the temperature that will drop, but the air will feel very clammy and damp and like a morning fog. And it doesn't do a real good job of making you comfortable inside the house. So you only want to buy the size that you need. There is a website called coolof.org that has a calculator on it, which does sort of a mini heat loss assessment where you put in the size of the room, the number of the windows, which way they face, and it'll tell you exactly how many BTUs you need to buy. I mean, generally a small unit that's, say, 6,000 BTUs or less, like a window unit, will cool up to 300 square feet and up. But if you buy one that's too big, it's just not going to do the job. Now, if you have central air conditioning, the number one most important thing that you can do to save money is to make sure you have a clock setback thermostat and use it. Did some calculations using a tool from the Environmental Protection Agency that they put out there, and it was really interesting to see that if you compared, if you purchased a new unit, a new Energy Star unit, if you used a clock setback thermostat, you would pay it off in 6 years. If you didn't,
really?
It would take you 14 years.
Sounds like paying off your credit card.
Well, yeah, I mean, that gets more expensive as the years go on, too.
Yeah.
But really, you ought to be using it. People think about using it in the wintertime, but it's a great idea to use it in the summertime. And then there's a hybrid system that's in between. It's called split ductless. Now, I have one of these in my studio, and I like it because it's very, very quiet. I have this Mitsubishi Mr. Slim unit. It mounts on the wall, and that's the air handler, so to speak, and the compressor is outside. But because it's only the fan that's inside and the compressing is happening outside, it doesn't have that loud hum to it that so many window units have. Very quiet and very efficient, and it can do a bigger area. So there's really three levels, window, split ductless, or central, and there are things that you can do at each level to try to save some money.
Saving money. We like that. Right? It's a very important thing to save money.
Now, there's some free things that you can do, too, if you have...
All right, stand by, Roberta. Take note of this. Get in the freebie, in the Queen of Cheap freebie section. Tom's freebies.
If you've got some ceiling fans, make sure they're spinning in the right direction. You have to remember that in summer, the direction is counterclockwise so that the fan pulls the colder air up into circulation. If the fan is not in the right blade direction, you can turn it off and look for a very small switch on the side of the fan mower, and that will help reverse it.
Yeah. And don't do it when the fan is on.
That'll be a bad thing.
Yeah, not a good idea. Because what it'll do is it'll short. It won't necessarily short it out, but it'll put a lot of stress on the wiring.
Stress, not to mention the stress on your arm as you reach through the fan blades as they're spinning.
Or most of them, like my fan. I have a couple of fans, actually. The big room downstairs.
Right.
Which has, I think you've been in that. Didn't you go in the room that I put on the back of the house?
I believe because I got the full tour.
Yeah, it has the big fan on the ceiling. And you, in order to get to it, you got to have a really, like, a 12-foot ladder to get to it. And the same upstairs. And but you have to know, in the summer, it's get the air up. In the winter, it's get it down.
Two more quick things. If you use the oven, make sure you use the fan.